spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Radio that sounds like radio. If you've never heard radio, it's the Cat Named Mo Show.
All right, I'm feeling this.
My favorite
Stevie
Wonder song.
Yeah, you let this play rolling. There you go.
One of my favorite songs.
One of the greatest bass lines?
Yes.
Is that bass? Yeah, that's bass line, yeah. Very, very distinctive. This is a cat named Mo. This is a cat. What, Kevin?
I love it how you try to explain Stevie Wonder to people. Like, you're going to say something better than what's played. Shut up and let the man play.
Respect the intro music.
All right, listen. Thank you, Roland. And that voice, you already know, very distinctive as well. SBK, Soul Brother Kevin.
I didn't want to come out of the house this weekend.
Why?
Seriously. You initially turn me down on my invite.
Compromised immune system, at risk for the flu.
Ooh. Right.
Think of the influx of people bringing their different strains of flu from all over, mixing it up. I mean, it's a lot of people going to walk away with a new strain of flu.
Right.
There's going to be a second wave, more deadly, after this weekend.
It's like walking into a marijuana dispensary. You get your pick of strains.
Sure.
Isn't that what they call it?
That's a horrible Atlanta.
No, but that is true.
One is one we celebrate. One is one we hide from.
But
run
the point
from.
Is that there are many different types of strains.
Right.
What's the point?
Yeah, horrible, deadly strains.
No.
You're killing old people
just
and
different.
Babies.
Just different.
Right.
So what made you change your mind?
You know, you can't live your life like
in
that.
Fear.
Under
you
glass.
Can't. You
yeah.
can't.
Under
so
glass.
I have to pick and choose. Yeah. I'd rather get sick from y'all, from people I know, than people I don't know.
But you know what? There's sound logic in that, because anything we've got going around, you've already been exposed to.
Maybe I have. I try not to overthink it. I think you can kind of like make those things happen. You can speak things into existence.
Yep. Right.
Like, I don't want to be sick. I'm going to be safe. Other than that, you know, what do you do?
Yeah.
You can't sit in the house forever.
It could be a mental thing also.
It
you're
is,
like, I'm
yeah.
getting sick. I'm getting sick. Yeah.
Right.
And you're not.
Truth be told, you probably are not a Gasparilla type person anyway.
No, but it's something that's going on. I've been in Tampa for 3 years. I like to know what's going on in the city and get out.
Okay.
But it's just the parking situation that I didn't want to be a part of.
Or the people situation.
Or the people.
The drunk people.
See, Steve Ben don't like nobody. He don't like people at the Strawberry Festival. He don't like people at Gasparilla.
He's starting to sound like Gio.
Let me
just want to stay home with Alexa.
Man. Just put yourself in my shoes for a second.
We ain't got enough money.
Let's just try to. let's see if Mo's got a lot of any empathy in it.
All right.
I've been sober for 24 years now.
Congratulations.
Right? Thank you, but that's not the point.
Yeah.
I mean, I
can you imagine? Could you imagine if you were been sober for 6 months and being around a bunch of drunk, out of control people. Does that sound like it's something that sounds a lot of fun?
No, but these people will not make you want to drink.
This is true.
this will reconfirm a great decision.
No, not to be.
Now, I do have friends in my life who drink,
okay.
and some of them drink excessively. Mm. And I keep them around as constant reminders as
there you go.
Why I don't drink.
Yeah.
Right. You know, Mo being one of them.
But nobody wants to be in a situation where you're the only sober person. That's horrible.
Yeah. Like, I can be around a group. I don't mind. I mean, I'm actually envious if people have a couple drinks and they're fine. Like, there's a point in an evening where I can be and be comfortable and be fine around drinking and have fun. Mm-hmm. And people get a little loose and the drinks start kicking in. They're, you know, feeling better. But then the curve starts going the other way on some people.
Right, right.
And I can see it. And they get sloppy, and they get close talking.
That's me. I get real handsy.
I got to go.
Okay.
I got to go.
All right, but let me ask
Houdini.
You this. Let me ask you this, because what if there are people that genuinely, as I am one of them, genuinely enjoy your company, and I'm not one of those guys that the curve is going to go this way. But back when you were using, back when you were drinking, don't you think you were that person?
No, because I was recluse. I wasn't a – it's kind of hard to be a social heroin user. You know, it's not
because
something
everybody want a taste of it.
No, just because it's not.
make light of it, Mo.
It's not really cool to pull out a needle and a bag of heroin at a party.
Yeah.
Now it might be okay to pull out a bag of coke and throw it on the table.
You can't do that on the dance floor. Like, you can't put a needle.
No,
you can get over to drink on beer, but not a needle. Like, hey, needle in the eye.
You never know who might get poked, you know?
But, yeah, when I was a drinker, I mean, I drank a lot, too, but when I was that drinker, I don't think I got that close talker, but I was that obnoxious person, like, you know, that you didn't want to be around. Right.
But heroin is also, it's not like a vape pen.
No.
You want poke? You want quick? A little poke. You can get somebody to hit a vape pen that don't even smoke weed, but you ain't going to get a little poke real quick.
Like, and even amongst drug users, like the stigma, like you could be next to somebody who's doing a line of coke, right?
Right.
And you pull out their needle. And they're like,
this guy
judging you, right?
Cocaine's judging the heroin user.
That guy's doing coke. He must be really bad.
I'm not a parade guy. I'm not a crowd of people guy. That's just not my thing. I like to pick and choose who I associate with or who I hang with. And if I've been too close a proximity of a bunch of jackasses that have no inhibitions whatsoever. And it's not even an older thing.
But that's why you got to be the jackass. I'll jackass them.
Is that what you do? Is that how you
I have a great time.
That's right. Fair enough. But I do understand you being a part of the city for 3 years and you wanted to, like, you know.
Yeah. I want to know what's going on. Like, I still don't get it.
Yeah.
I watch a little bit of it on TV.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, it is
weird.
I mean,
the whole
invading
the city. And
I said
it's kind of like Mardi Gras for us, though, right?
Yeah, it is. It's the third largest, you know, the third largest parade too, in the United States.
But you get the parade. You get the boats, though. The boat experience on the water is so very different. And so you need to do the boat thing one time.
Yeah,
that's what everybody said.
Is that the voodoo boat right there?
You're not tied into
the
crowd. You've got your own space.
I need a boat with a bathroom on it.
Yeah, we got that.
Or a bucket.
So I used to live on Harbor Island in a little condo that was right on the canal.
Seddon Canal.
Right.
And for 3 years, I mean, you had to make a decision. Because once you either stay home and you're staying there for 6 hours.
Because you can't get out.
You can't get on or off. So that was cool. That was a cool experience to see all the boats coming through, but then the big pirate ship coming through.
S-H-I-P.
So that was kind of cool. But I was in my own house, you know, on my own balcony watching it. But I went to one. The first year we moved here, I went to the whole yacht club experience, and I said, I'm never doing this thing.
Yeah, good luck ordering a pizza. You live over there. You're stuck in your house, man.
So you either stay there. You
and then throw in the NHL All-Star game on top of that.
Like, forget about that.
If you're trying to go to a regular hockey game, it's ridiculous.
How about the year they did it with the Super Bowl in town?
Oh, man.
I know, but I did come.
It was the Steelers, right? Yeah. I came down for that.
So this year, they not only have the All-Star game, they have the Pro Bowl in Orlando, and Gasparilla draws people from all over the country.
Right.
So, like I said, it's the third largest parade. So you add those two elements, I mean, it's going to be rough out there.
Yeah, I get that. That's why I think where we are broadcasting live, and I just saw John Sinning come in. Monica's in the house. Keep her away from the microphone.
Oh, stop it. Gasparilla Monica.
She don't look drunk.
Gasparilla. Oh, yes, she does.
Yes,
look
she
at
does.
Her. Look at her. Wink
you need
her
to
her
put your glasses on, Kevin.
I can see.
Yeah.
Is she awake? She's drunk.
Exactly.
Oh, she got a hook.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, she does
you
have
know what
hook.
It is?
Oh, yeah.
It's the pirate theme. Can
it's
we
on.
Get rid of the pirate theme?
Thank you.
Because that doesn't bring everybody in.
It doesn't resonate with
no,
us.
No, it doesn't.
But that's the whole thing. It's a pirate.
I know, change it.
It's a myth anyway.
No, you can't change it. That's how people dress up to be in the spirit.
Dress up as something else.
Go back to when pirates ran the world, when pirates were around. What do you think Kevin and I were? You think we'd be sitting at a table doing a radio broadcast?
No, Kevin led an unsuccessful mutiny.
No, what you guys were people coming to your shore and say, hey, you guys want to go for a boat ride?
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to put you in these shackles so you don't fall off.
It's
come
not,
on.
It's not,
okay, can we take all of that away, though?
Yeah,
it's just like
can.
Turned
yeah.
into
okay,
a
okay, now
festive.
It's when you don't want Monica in the air.
Why do we have to be so politically correct and so, like, sensitive
so,
with
so,
everything?
So put
why
all of that aside and just play along.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, why can't we just act like pirates?
Act like a pirate, okay.
I mean... Whatever. What do I know? I'm just saying, let them do
hey, you
them.
Wouldn't have been doing so good on that ship either.
As a Puerto Rican, I guess not.
At least you got something to bargain with.
Well, I don't know if that's what he was referring to.
What is he referring
He wasn't referring to your ethnicity.
Is that too?
Well, it's all
good. Gender.
Yeah, it's all good.
Maybe.
What if female parts?
Let's
what
go next
year.
What if somebody, what if Jerrica, somebody had the great idea to throw an annual Irma party? Because we didn't, Hurricane Irma party, because we
missed party.
Because it didn't do any damage here.
That's not good.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Would you say, yeah, we can just forget about what it did to Puerto Rico?
No, of course not.
All right. There you go.
No, but it's a great party. We'll just ignore the Puerto Rico part and just, come on, play along.
Yeah.
I mean, Puerto Ricans know how to throw some parties.
Exactly, right? You going to be a part of that party?
Yeah.
When did pirates rule the world? If you go back,
What is this?
I don't think they ever quite won.
That's why they were pirates.
Yeah, they kept it moving. They just did what they could do and keep on going. Right.
They still do.
Yeah, they do. You're right. All right, listen. You just got here, Kevin, so I'm going to let you go on back over with your girl.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
And have some food.
some food on you, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's get Monica on the mic.
All right.
Gasparilla Monica.
Y'all should get John Cena.
Oh,
he's hammered. Look at him. Look at this guy. He's approaching me. You see him, right?
Oh, he's walking side to side.
Hashtag me too.
Yeah.
Hey, John, can you do this for really quick?
Get back. He's dressed like a pirate. Look at him.
All right, we're going to switch out Kevin with Johnson when we get back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.